Shimon and Dar, you hear all the children, all of you. This is not the end of the story. This was 1550, 1974. I received an invitation to represent the Jewish religion at an ecumenical meeting somewhere in the Midwest. It was so beautiful. The conference was supposed to last for 1 week, and every religion has one night to host all the other religions. And since the Jewish religion is maybe the oldest, they give us the honor of being the host the first night. The rabbi in that city happens to be a very wonderful rabbi. He organized a kosher meal for all the members of the conference. There was so much love in the air, so much sweetness, so much respect before each other. I noticed the bishop, Nikim was his assistant bishop, and he told me, "My name is Joe." There was something so special about him. He was shining. I wanted to tell Chassidish's story, but I decided to tell the story of Yosele, the holy miser. Since I heard it from my father, let me give it over to them. I told the story of Yosele, the holy miser. There were so many tears. The next day, the Catholics were supposed to be the hosts, but something went wrong with the kitchen and the church, and they asked the rabbi to have another kosher meal. But I was not the host, so I was sitting in a corner. Joe, the assistant bishop, came up to me and he says, "I want you to know, the story you told yesterday was so beautiful. The bishop couldn't sleep all night, and I'll never be able to tell you how much it means to me. But please, the bishop invites you to tell the story one more time." I told the story again and again. The eyes were filled with tears. My heart was filled with debt. I was there for a whole week. The last night I gave a concert for the whole university. A second before I go on stage, Joe the bishop comes to me, and I saw he's beside himself. He's crying. He says, "Please don't think I'm crazy, but I must hear the story one more time. I promise after the concert, I will tell you my story. Join me, da da da, da 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 da." About 5,000 students at the concert, and I'm sure everyone was a few inches closer to heaven. Then he told the story of Yosele, the holy miser, and again there was an ocean of tears. I'll never forget it as long as I live. After the concert, Joe, the assistant bishop, and myself, we went for a long walk. We walked for a long time in silence. Suddenly, Joe, the bishop, stopped and he says, "I'm sorry to tell you, I was lying to you. My name is not Joe. My name is Yosef from Krakow. I want you to know, my mother was found half dead in Dachau. An American soldier took a liking to her, took her with him to America. He cured her. Then he married her under the condition that she'll never tell the children that she is Jewish. My father's a very devout Catholic, so you see, I'm an assistant bishop. A few weeks ago, my mother called me and she says, the doctor gave me 3 more days to live. I'm very sick. Please come immediately. I cannot leave this world until I tell you my story. I came to her bedside. And this is what she said. Forgive me. I was lying to you. Your name is not Joe. Your name is Yosef from Krakow. I named you after my holy father. Cousin is a chassid, the holy of holiest, one of the richest Jews in Krakow. His house was like the house of Abraham. Poor people ate there, they lived there. They gave everything away. And we are descendants of Yosef the holy miser. My father was named after Yosef from Krakow. For 3 days, my mother told me everything what she knew, and even what she didn't know. She told me how holy it is to be a Jew. She told me Shabbos and Yontem, Yom Kippur and Mustara. She told me all about my Zayde, about my grandfather, about my grandmother. She told me everything there is and everything there isn't. After 3 days, she left the world. She held my hand and she said, Joe, don't forget, you're not Joe. You're Yosef from Krakow. You're Yosef from Krakow. He says to me, I was so torn apart. Didn't know what to do with myself anymore. On one hand, I'm Joe the Bishop, but I'm also Yosef in Krakow. Here I am, a devout Catholic. This is my career. I put my whole life into it. But yet, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Jew. Didn't know what to do with myself. 2 weeks ago, I was up all night begging before God, before the only one. And this is what I said. Master of the world, give me a sign what you want me to be. And I said, if someone comes to me and just says the words, Yosef from Krakow, that'll be my sign that you want me to be a Jew. Can you imagine? He says, here I'm coming to this ecumenical meeting, and the first thing I hear is Yosef from Krakow. Yosef from Krakow. He says, I swear to you, I saw my holy mother standing behind you. I could see her tears flowing over your forehead. And when you said the story, Yosef from Krakow, I knew. My mother reminding me that I'm not Joe anymore. I'm Yosele from Kako. He put his hand in his pocket, he pulled out a ticket. It says New York to Lviv. He says, tomorrow morning at dawn I'm leaving. I'm not taking anything with me. I'm flying to New York, New York to Lviv. He will not hear from me for a long time because I know my father will call the international police to look for me. And I don't ever want my father to know that my mother told me that she's Jewish, because he really did save her life. But one thing I promise you, that the one, the only one, will give me the privilege to marry in Yerushalayim, the holy city. The night before the wedding, I will go to the holy wall. And I will write you a letter. Whenever I came to Yerushalayim, I'm looking for Joe the bishop, but how could I recognize him? I'm sure by now he has a beard and payas, and he doesn't have a big cross hanging down his neck anymore. I couldn't find him. 1979. So many years later, one day I'm going to my office, and I'm holding a letter in my hands. On one side it says my name. On the other side it says, Yosele from Krakow. Now Yerushalayim, the holy city. I'll be shaking until Mashiach is coming, just remembering when I opened the letter. And this is what it says. To my friend and brother Shlomo, thank you for all eternity to remind me that I'm not Joe, that I am Yosele from Krakow. I want you to know I look like Mercedes. I learn Torah like Mercedes. I have pears in a beard like my Zayde, have tzitzis like my Zayde. I love Shabbos like my Zayde. Tomorrow night I'll marry a girl who in my dreams looks like my Bobbe. So holy, so beautiful, her heart of gold. And here I'm by the holy wall, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm writing to you to thank you. Let me bless you to remind all the Joes. You're not Joe. You're Yosele from Krakow. This is I, Yosele from Krakow. So dark and so full of light by the holy wall in the holy city Yerushalayim. Da la 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 la.